Welcome back, my friends. And if this is your first time with us, then greetings. And you are three episodes late. No matter, binge those three later. For this is our fourth time down the rabbit hole that is life at home with the Williamses, where truly one never knows where one might end up.
Famous paintings like the Mona Lisa and...
Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Girl with the Pearl Earring and...
The American Gothic.
And they were all replaced with our dogs' heads.
I know what Robbie really would like for Christmas this year, and it's fruity.
I think the whole of Take That should have some sort of, you know, like where you can find wherever your phone is. We should have a locate Jason Orange thing, because none of us know where he's gone.
And bizarrely, that's not the strangest thing you will hear this episode.
Handbags for you is like Pokemon, you've got to get them all. That's how men are with sex.
You had a lot in the 90s, babe.
It seems an appropriate time to point out that some of the content veers towards the adult end of town. The Williamses are loose-lipped, letting swear words fly around the house. So if you are listening with children nearby, please heed this as a warning. Be warned as well that this episode does indeed feature actual children, those belonging to the Williamses themselves.
Say hello, Teddy.
Hey.
Say hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Are you ready to play a game?
I'll play it if it doesn't include losing.
And it's not just the children. Nana Gwen is here to join in the fun, which is where we start as we peek in on Robbie and Ida nestled in the warmth of their Wiltshire hidey-ho home with an in-law.
So here we are. Here is Nana Gwen.
Hello.
Here is my lovely wife.
Hello.
Hi, beauty.
Hi, husband.
I've just done my nut on chocolate.
Have you?
Yeah. The door to chocolate is now...
wide open.
Well and truly open. And chocolate's become a midweek thing where
yeah,
it
wasn't. Yeah, I know. You said that about the mid... It is... I mean, unfortunately, chocolate has slipped into my DMs as well. And has been...
Leaving sexy messages.
It's leaving sexy
messages. Leaving nudes.
Leaving dick pics in the middle of the week. And I can't get enough.
You can't get enough of those dick pics.
I'm just more...
That's what they say about you.
Yeah. Just more of those inappropriate messages happening.
So,
with chocolate.
Christmas presents.
Yeah. Should we talk about
Cartier rings?
Yeah, go on.
Diamonds from Rodeo Drive.
Oh, yes.
Cars, Ferraris.
Ferraris. Ooh.
Houses in Mystique.
Ooh, not are you so getting much. Me one of those?
Yeah.
By the way, feel free to get me any of those.
A G5.
Yes. With, yes, put it on the list.
Which the registration would just be Ida One.
Yes.
A Chanel outfit.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Well, we were in a G6 or G5. But yeah,
well, here's the thing.
Christmas stocking filler. Go on.
Here's the thing about Christmas presents is that you don't want clothes at Christmas.
No.
Because you can just get them all the time.
Well, no, also, I just go up and down in my weight, and then I don't feel like wearing them, and where do I
and
go
you don't want
it?
A miserable morning.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I feel
but
fatless.
It causes me a problem, because if we don't get... You don't want a car.
No, I mean, we're always moving countries, plus you tend to sell them.
Yeah, that's right. You don't get a car. You don't want a car. You don't want clothes. Yeah. So let's run it down. We've got houses. You've got every version of Jenga that's humanly possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I forgot a deck of cards.
Handbags. Got enough of them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Haven't you? Haven't you?
Well, you know, there's always room
or
for more.
Or have you? I don't think
or
you have.
Or have I?
I don't think there's ever enough.
I don't
enough.
Think a woman can ever have
Do you ever,
handbags.
Is there ever, you know, like those Talifon things where they used to have like the red bit, the mercury at the bottom, and then it would rise. Is there like one of those for handbags for you, is there? Like, it gets the top
yeah,
and goes,
I mean, I think,
ding, 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 I've collected them all.
I don't think I've ever met a woman who has enough handbags. But
handbags
but...
for you is like Pokemon. You've got to get them all. You've got to get them all. That's how men are with sex.
You they... had a lot in the 90s, babe. Your meter went up
never
in the
have,
early 2000s.
Never have enough handbags. You can never have enough sex.
You ding, 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 ding. You went to the highest high.
Okay, so.
My handbags don't even equal 1 year of shagging for you.
So
it's like,
I don't know. I don't know. Yours would have fallen off if it was if it was handbags instead of sex.
Well, I'm surprised yours.
Yeah, you came back and your results weren't clean.
Whoa there, tigers! I think if there is any message to take away from this conversation so far, it is that Ida is still owed more handbags. And Robbie isn't owed anything. Let's get back to the topic on hand. Christmas. A time for giving.
You have this list of things that I can't get you.
Uh-huh.
Because you can get them anytime you like, or you feel fat.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's just, you know, like as a woman, especially at Christmas time, you tend to put on like 7 pounds. Yeah. So the last thing you want to do is put on anything clothes-related that doesn't involve elastic.
You could have a cape. You gotta buy you a cape. Cape Christmas at Christmas.
Cape? No, yeah. Thanks.
Or a tracksuit with elasticated bottoms. Or all of these.
Remember that one time too, I just given birth to Teddy and you got me clothes for Christmas and I felt so bad about my body image and I didn't fit into anything. And I was like, and there were all these like tight lyrics tops, and I was just like, oh, I just remember weeping.
Really?
Yeah.
I made you cry at Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a new song title.
I made you cry at Christmas.
I actually want to write a song called I'm Getting You a Facelift for Christmas.
Oh, I love that. That's what we want to get Gwen. Yeah. But she's left it so long. It's going to be too expensive.
I'm getting you a facelift for Christmas.
Thank you, Rob.
It should sound like it's from the 50s and by Bing Crosby. I'm getting you a facelift for Christmas. Anyway, so what I'm getting to is this. Mm-hmm. The road narrows when it's gifts for Ida. And I've found that the road has narrowed that much that it's only jewellery, isn't it, really? And you don't want Ratners, do you? You don't want Ratners. You don't know about Ratners. It went bump after the owner of Ratners said everything we sell is shit.
That's right. I remember you telling me that story.
And it's a bit of a bugbear that you can't, I don't know, cubic zirconias. You don't want them either.
No.
What do I want for Christmas?
You like clothes.
Yeah.
You like your trunk of clothes. But your trunk of clothes is definitely a piece of jewellery.
Yes, it is.
It's just...
Can I just say...
A car is a piece of
this
jewelry.
This year has been a steep year. Would you not say it's been...
I agree. It's been
financially...
Steep year.
It's been incredibly steep. And steeper than we thought.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Should we not get each other anything for
Don't
Christmas?
Don't think that's a good idea.
I think it is.
Terrible idea.
I think it's an incredible idea. It's to prove that we both can be thrifty, if needs be. To both prove that we can do things for the family unit, if we have to. And to take pressure off me.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Okay. So what kind of chocolate can I get you for Christmas?
No.
Gwen, what's your most favorite gift that you've ever been given for Christmas?
Well, you know, actually, to be honest, there was a watch that you guys gave me for Christmas about 10 years ago.
Funny that. That's jewelry.
It was a beautiful watch, and I wore it for 10 years straight till I got my Apple Watch last year, which I wear a lot now, but it was my favorite gift.
Guida.
It's got to be you proposing to me, so my engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Can I just say that my wife wants somebody like her at Christmas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would like somebody like me.
Yeah.
At Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Meaning that my wife happens to be, as I've mentioned before, a professional, nay, Olympic, maybe universal memory making gift giver.
Thank you.
That's what it should say on your Instagram.
I put a lot of, I'm probably going to say my tombstone.
Yeah.
Oh,
she spent it.
I'm quite the romantic, so I put a lot of thought.
Did you just say that was my this is the end to my farewell to money tour? And there should be like just like, you know, like tall t-shirts with dates on it, and it should just have like Cartier or whatever and the date and the gift. I'm saying farewell to money. Look at me going down Rodeo. Thank you for all of the dollars. Now it's Brewster's Millions for me. I'm getting rid of the money. I'm going to make it rain all day. I'm getting rid of the money in the quickest fucking way.
Oh my God, you've got to record that. That's so good.
No, you needn't trouble yourself with that, Ditty. But, oh, sweet Robbie, you don't need money to get the perfect Christmas gift. Think of all the joy this podcast will be giving your fans. And see, we didn't pay you a penny for it. Let's hope that your mind can be swayed as we take a trip down the memory lane of Christmas presents from the past.
Do you know, it's the weirdest tradition in my household growing up was my granddad Phil, who did absolutely nothing ever.
He's the quiet one, right?
He was so unbelievably quiet. The only thing he'd say was, all right, Sean. And that was it. And then he'd watch the television. Anyway, I can't remember what I was bringing up.
We were talking about your favorite
Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When suggested a lump of coal.
So he did nothing. He did nothing at all, apart from this one tradition.
Yeah.
Where he would go out the back door with a lump of coal on New Year's Eve and walk up the back entry, which we called shit entry because it was just full of dog poo.
Charming.
And then walk in through the front door with this lump of coal. I think there was something to do with salt as well, throwing it over shoulders, something like that.
So good luck for the new year.
Yeah, like seeing out the old and bringing
in the new.
Doesn't
sound like it was working, though. I mean, you're walking through shit alley with just a lump of coal. We were talking about your favorite gift. You still haven't told us what your favorite gift is.
Well, there was the first Christmas where that I remember, and it must have been like the guilt Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like mum and dad have split up. Mm-hmm. So out of guilt, we're going to get him too much stuff.
Great. That's always a silver lining.
Yes. But they quickly ran out of the guilt.
Yeah.
Because the next year was like, this is not like it was last year. I remember walking into the living room and there'd just been a sofa, which obviously when you're a kid is much bigger than it actually is.
Yeah, it was probably a settee,
up.
A two-seater settee.
It was just full of stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
It was like Aladdin had given me a three
Peter
wishes and my first one was everything I want, please.
Wow.
So that was incredible. None of it was wrapped.
Huh?
None of it was wrapped. And can you remember that I suggested...
Oh, yeah, you said that before, where you wanted us to, like, not wrap any of the presents.
We don't have to.
Yeah, okay, listen, Jon Snow. We do, because part of the joy is ripping the wrapping paper to discover what the gift is. If you just walk in and it's there...
Not necessary.
Well, I just think you're back in functional Christmas mode.
It's
First
not...
First of all, the presents look pretty under the tree in the build-up. You know, when they
think
do...
Think about the planet.
When
Ida.
They do eco-recycled paper, Rob. When they do the films, the Christmas films, have you ever seen them? Oh, and look at the elves and look at the gifts. And then they're just like all unwrapped. Have you ever seen that Santa one? No, because it's not magical.
Hold on.
No
Let's
surprise.
Go back to the bit where you asked me what was my best present. I'm telling you that my best present and my best Christmas when I was a ute was coming down and finding all of these gifts on the sofa with no wrapping
but
paper on.
But let me just say, if they had been wrapped, up another level. Yeah. It's like when you get ice cream and then you've tried dulce de leche with bits of caramel in it, it's just better. It's like ice cream's ace. Bits with caramel, even better.
So you're a very good gift giver.
Thank you.
We've narrowed it down to clothes, last couple of Christmases for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. What do you want specifically?
I don't...
Do you like I know, but...
I genuinely don't want anything for
Christmas.
I know,
Christmas. Yeah, but... Do you like your usual gift? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I am. I'm really happy with that. One Christmas, I woke up and Ida got me two football jerseys. Mm-hmm. One was a Barcelona home kit. The other one was an Argentinian international kit. Both signed... To me, from Lionel Messi. Mm-hmm. How incredible.
Took some work. That.
Also,
I plan your presents months ahead of time.
Also, the same Christmas, I woke up and there was 10 paintings, oil paintings, mm-hmm. painted of all of our dogs, because we had 10 dogs at the time. And it was famous paintings like the Mona Lisa. And
Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Girl with the Pearl Earring and...
Napoleon, the American Gothic.
And they were all replaced with our dogs' heads.
And they're so cool.
And they're so cool. And that took
almost a year to plan that.
Yeah, that was overwhelmingly beautiful gift planning.
Thank you.
That Christmas.
And they say that money can't buy taste. Pish-posh and nonsense. Who wouldn't want their pet immortalized in a ripped-off oil painting? It's quite remarkable, and I applaud Mrs. Ida for her forward planning. It also confirms my belief I was tasteful and correct to have a Rudolph version of the Scream commissioned for my workshed. Now it's game time.
We're going to play a Christmas game, and this is how it's going to go. I'm going to name a celebrity, and first word that comes to your mind, you're going to tell me what you give them as a gift for Christmas.
I'm excited. I love these kind of games.
Okay, so I'm going to shout a name out to you, Gwen. Feel free to participate at any point. And just shout out what you get this person for Christmas gift. First thing that comes to your head. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
A car.
Why is that it? Is that,
why would you get Morgan
Freeman? Driving Miss Daisy.
Gwen.
Well, I went to Shawshank Redemption.
You went slowly and just
so
said his
I'd
name.
Give him a what do they call it in prison? A shiv.
A shiv.
Yeah.
To get out. Okay, so yeah. Gwen would like to get Morgan Freeman a car. And you would like to give him a shiv.
Yeah, what would you like to give him?
What would I like to give Morgan? A hug. Because he's lovable.
Isn't he?
Isn't he just? Okay, next one up. Beyonce.
Singing lessons.
Wow, you just threw shade at Beyonce.
What?
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that.
Talk me through that. What do you actually mean? Because you know what the connotation there
is. Is that she can't sing.
I know she can sing.
So then why would you give her singing lessons?
Why would you give her singing lessons?
It was a joke.
Can I just say that the thoughts and opinions of people on this podcast are not reflection of mine.
I would give away all my handbags to be able to sing like Beyonce.
I think what Beyonce... No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Okay. Well, I think what I would do...
But then I'd buy them back because I sing like Beyonce.
Do you know what I'd do if I was Beyonce?
What?
I'd give the gift of jelly to everybody, you know, like the cubes.
Uh-huh.
So they could get ready for that jelly.
To see if they can handle it?
Yeah.
But wait, no, but what are you going to get?
That would be an amazing gift from Beyonce.
Jelly.
Just in case.
Jelly from Beyonce.
Yeah, jelly from
or
Beyonce.
Bae, as those who are friends with her call her.
In fact, I don't know why she hasn't done that. Isn't it called Jello or something in your weird-ass country?
Okay, next name. Oh, this is a good one. Simon Cowell.
I would give him the gift of having a rib or a couple of ribs removed so he can just have a go on it himself.
such interesting gifts.
How about you? What would you give Simon Cowell?
What would I give Simon Cowell? I would give... I'm just going to go with
a hug. I love Simon Cowell, by
the
way.
I'm going to go with a hug again.
Wow.
You can't do two hugs.
Fine. I give Simon Cowell a new pair of jeans because I think he needs new jeans.
It needs updating.
And I would say that to
his face. We tried to do it.
We tried to restyle him.
But he's having none of it. Do you know why? Because he's his own man. Remember when you did it to me?
And you're better for it.
Yeah, I kind of am.
I think if Lauren and I could have our way, we would give him new jeans.
But I'd still be in my 90s jeans. I don't know if I would be in my 90s jeans.
You would be. And it would be unfortunate. Okay. Next one. You're going first on this one. It's Gary Barlow.
I would give him...
Oh, no.
No. I think the whole of Take That should have some sort of, you know, like where you can find wherever your phone is.
Yeah,
you know that?
My
it's like locate your phone. We should have a locate Jason Orange thing because none of us know where he's gone.
Right, okay.
So we could all have like a
so
tracker.
So you give Gary Barlow a Jason Orange
so
tracker.
So I hire a private detective.
Yeah, and you have...
He finds out where Jason Orange is.
Yeah.
He gets chloroform, Mug puts it round his...
He gets knocked out.
Then we inject him with a beeping thing that you can just...
A chip. Yeah.
I don't know. This sounds like an aggressive Christmas gift.
But listen, I go the extra length for my Take That brothers.
Okay.
And then we know where Jason is at all times.
And that's what you would give Gary Barlow. Okay.
I interrupt to explain that Master Williams is merely joking. There will be no chloroforming of Jason Orange, thank you very much. Just friendly bants. Although he is one orange anyone would be happy to find in their Christmas stocking. Ho, ho, ho. Right. Let the game recommence.
Next one up. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Gwen. Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. A lot of things come to mind. Maybe some Gucci sliders.
Good gift giving for Rod Stewart, by the way. I think he'd like that. Feel free to give us Gucci sliders for Christmas.
Okay. A Celtic shirt signed.
A Celtic shirt signed.
Failing that, a song on a Christmas number one album, The Christmas Present by Robin Williams. Nice. Available now.
Nice plug. I like that. And a good gift. Now, this next one, I'm going to start with you.
It's called The Christmas Present.
Because it's the gift that keeps giving. I'm just going to say it, and you're going to have to give me the first thing that comes to answer. The first thing that comes to your mind.
Hold on. What about you, Rod Stewart?
Would I give Rod Stewart a hug? No, I'm just kidding. I'd give him a football to go with your football jersey because he's football crazy.
Okay.
Yeah?
Signed by the Scottish team.
Exactly.
Okay.
Knowing Rod, I think he'd be happier with the Gucci sliders or a new train set for his mighty collection. Yes, Rod's a train enthusiast, so a Christmas train would be a wonderful addition. I'll add that to the list. And you're welcome, Rod.
1, 2, 3. Liam Gallagher.
I would give Liam Gallagher my greatest hits. In fact, the box set.
Do you know what I'd give Liam Gallagher? Noel Gallagher. Because it's Noel, and it's time those two crazy kids got their shit together and reunited.
Aww. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Beautifully said, Ida. And if I may go one step further, I think the Oasis Christmas album has a rather special ring to it for 2020. Now, what is Christmas without children? Robbie and Ida are free, you know. And as all parents know, the young'uns do have a habit of barging in. And this house is no exception.
Daddy, did you know we've got two very special guests on the
floor? I know, I can see them.
I know.
I'm in the room. Baby, I'm in the room with you, darling.
It's Theodora Rose Williams and Charlton Valentine Williams.
Say hello, Teddy.
Hey.
Say hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Okay, great.
Say hello.
Are you ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a big yes.
I'll play it if it doesn't include losing.
Okay, quick game of yes and no, very quick beforehand. Is your name Theodora Rose Williams? Too late. Charlie, is your name Charlie?
Kind of.
And have you played the yes or no game before?
I don't know.
Are you a big fan of games? Yeah, you just can't make an expression.
Is this where he's not trying to say yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so Charlie, do you like playing games?
Kind of.
Ooh, good answer.
Teddy, are you ready to play this game?
Of course.
Charlie, are you ready to play this game?
I love you.
Aww. Okay, let's do this. This is called the Kids' Christmas Present Game. This is what you would give as a gift to these people. Do you understand? We're going to say somebody and then you've got to think of a present that you can give to them. Can I get an okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the first person that you guys are getting a present for is Nana Gwen. What would you get as a present for Nana Gwen?
A dollhouse.
A dollhouse. Is that so she has a home, Teddy?
Okay. What would you get Daddy for Christmas?
I would get you a trophy.
A trophy? He'd get you a trophy too.
Thank you. Thanks,
guys. I'd get you a donkey trophy.
Wow.
What would you get for Mummy?
$1 million.
Wow, that's a big budget at Christmas.
Since she loves swimming so much, I would get her a pool.
You'd get me a pool?
Yeah, your own dream house, girl.
My own dream house, girl. Oh, I love it.
We can live in it together.
We can live in it together. I love that. Okay, Teddy would get me a dream house.
What would you get, Mommy?
I would get you $1,000 trophy.
$1,000 trophy.
You got Daddy $1 million trophy.
Thank you, son.
But you can get me $1,000 trophy?
Yeah.
But I put all the work in.
Yeah. No prizes for second best.
I'll take your trophy, buddy. I'm excited for your trophy. And I will live in the dream house with you, Teddy.
How much money do I have?
As much as you want.
I don't know how much is my money.
That's a really good... Daddy asks that all the time.
Yeah. Where's my money going?
What would you not like to get for Christmas?
Oh, I would not like to get a baby cloud.
A baby cloud?
Mm-hmm. I don't like to get one of those.
I wouldn't like to get...
Those baby toys?
Oh, the baby toys we see on TV? Too baby for you, huh?
Not the one that goes like...
Would you guys want like homework for Christmas?
How about some math?
How about
homework?
Math?
Oh, no. I'm going to be dead if you give me that.
Okay. How about some French homework?
Do you want French homework?
We'll fight for freedom if you
I'll be dead.
You'll fight for freedom. Oh, wow.
Trépien, mon petit Trépien. No one likes homework for Christmas. Unless it's buying gifts for all the children in the world, which is what my homework looks like every day. I'm so lucky. And you know, children have changed Robbie Williams, which is one of the many magical powers that children possess.
How magical is it? Christmas with the kids.
I mean, Christmas with the kids is... It was magical when it was just the two of us, but...
Wasn't it?
It was. But it was missing exactly what the kids bring to it, which is that childlike wonderment, the belief, the intrigue, the build-up, and the absolute childlike joy that comes when they see those gifts and they see the footprints of Santa with the snow, and they have their Christmas boxes the night before, and they leave the cookies out. And, you know, you don't leave cookies out the night before when it's just the two of us. We just ate the chocolate. We didn't leave stuff out. And, you know.
Do you know what I really like? Elf on a Shelf.
I love Elf on a Shelf.
For those that don't know, the uninitiated, can you explain what Elf on a Shelf is?
Elf on the Shelf is pretty awesome. Elf on the Shelf is a tradition where you get your child or children an elf, and the elf comes down December 1st, and it sits somewhere in your house. And the whole point is you can't touch the elf or it loses its magic. And there's a book and there's a film because, of course, it's a business. But the elf sits, and you kind of create these magical moments where the elf is on a lampshade, and then the next day the elf is in bed with some cookies. And then the elf, you know, and it is actually a lot of pressure as a parent because you have to keep thinking every night. It's usually at midnight thinking, oh my God, where am I going to put the elf?
But you've got quite competitive with
but
it.
But now I've gotten competitive.
Who's the actress that does it?
Busy Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's a lot in the Beverly Hills game that get competitive with the elf game. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, this is
well,
the
you've already put out your first, you've dropped the gauntlet already for this year.
Yeah, I did a Halloween elf post.
Did you this year?
Yeah. Yesterday. Thanks for checking my Instagram.
It's a pleasure. Love to keep up with what you're getting on with.
The kids love, our elves are called Danny and Dottie.
Danny, I've forgotten Danny's name.
Danny and Dottie. We used to just have Dottie for the longest time, but then I think Charlie started to feel like, well, where's the boy elf? Mm-hmm. So now we have...
We need a gender-neutral elf for Coco.
We should have a trans elf or a non-binary elf or something for Coco. I think we should be all-inclusive.
Exactly.
But anyway, so the kids really look forward to the elf, and they really believe in the elf, and they won't touch the elf, and... It just goes to, you know, it kind of forces you as a parent to think every night about what you're going to do for them the next day. It just, you know, as much as...
Doesn't it?
Yeah, because you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah,
let's
night,
be honest,
babe.
Yeah, Rob goes to sleep and I'm on elf duty. Uh-huh. But as much as I bemoan all the, you know, because you kind of create this pressure on yourself because you just add more things to your list to do. But it's kind of that thing of, as much as you think, oh, I can't believe I've got all this to do, it's what gets you in the spirit. You know, it's like wrapping all those presents is super annoying and also really magical.
Do you get to enjoy it though?
I do. There's an element. I mean, sometimes it's overwhelming and I used to just stay up till like 3 a.m. wrapping presents lastminute.com, which I try now to get it done earlier.
Ooh, you get grumpy on that day.
Well, because I'm doing all of it.
Yeah.
And you're just playing on your computer.
Yeah, well, you know, that FIFA career mode isn't going to manage itself.
Ida, you should have said, I know an elf or two that gives you some speedy wrapping tips. And from what I've heard on Rude Box, young Robbie could do with a wrapping tip or two as well.
Next week, we're going to be talking about Christmas parties and what would be the most perfect song to hear at a Christmas party. In fact, shall we discuss that right now?
Well, I always love Last Christmas by Wham. Just
yeah.
Always love
it. Yeah.
Is that weird that he died on Christmas, though?
Yeah.
That's heady.
No, it isn't. You can just say that.
But I just love...
You love that song. That's fine.
I just love him.
Okay, so Last Christmas.
I think Santa Claus is coming
to
town.
What time in the evening do you see Last Christmas being played at the Christmas party? I think it's like an 8 o'clock kind of song.
Yeah, I think it's earlier rather than later.
It's not a 11:30 kind of song.
No.
Nana Gwen?
Well, I kind of like Santa Claus is coming to town. Because that's what Santa
he
does.
Is.
Yeah.
So that's your Christmas
and Feliz
party.
Navidad.
I don't know Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. That's because you didn't grow up in LA.
Yes. So mine would be...
What would yours be?
Here It Is, Merry Christmas by Slade, because it's the most sort of song that gives me euphoric recall to the pub days. And actually just like, here it is. It's raucous. It's 70s. It's the Midlands. It's fun. It's silly. It's whimsical. It's everything that I like about Christmas. So, yeah, that's a big one
for
me.
It's more towards the end of the night kind of song, isn't it?
That's
an 11 o'clock
this
song.
This is just as the party's on the turn.
Do you know what song has to be played early?
What?
Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful time. But I think that's a daytime song.
Well, I feel like we're going to start the party kind of at like a 6 o'clock.
Well, maybe the party starts at lunch.
Or maybe it's while we're unwrapping presents.
I think the lunch...
This party's changing.
No, but I think yours and the Andy Williams one goes for lunch. I don't think Here It Is, Merry Christmas is a party at lunch. I think Here It Is, Merry Christmas. You know, they say nothing good happens after 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, this Slade needs to be played at about 11:30, just before the party veers into madness.
In total and utter chaos?
Yes.
Where we're just like motorboating chocolate and passing out?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And not that anybody asked, but my selection for the Christmas party they speak of would be Best Christmas Ever by Robbie Williams from his brand new album. Too much?
So that's been an excellent podcast. I've really enjoyed myself. Have you?
Yeah, I have really enjoyed it.
This is fun. We've been threatening to do this for a long time. I'm glad we're actually doing it.
And it's in the comfort of our own home. And
we don't have to do much other than... No. The bed literally is right five steps away.
Oh, no. We've got
we could go from the sofa and just get in bed. And we've done like a day's worth of work.
And just cuddle each other.
How
with Gwen,
great,
obviously.
How great does that feel?
That feels really good.
I think we should do it from the bed next time.
We could do it from the bed. But then we wouldn't get to stare at this brass boar in the background.
Yeah, true.
So for the people at home, we have a brass boar.
Mm-hmm. We call it
life-size.
Caitlin.
In our bedroom in a glass case.
So
well done, Gwen. You're getting much better.
I'm glad you think so, Rob. Very encouraging. Thank you.
Yeah, keep it up.
Are we done? Oh, we're done. I wasn't sure for a moment there. Thank you, Williamses, for allowing us into your home of love and cheer and children and chocolate for another week. I hate to break it to you, but next week is our final festive fling at home with the Williamses. And as for what's in store, well, that would be telling. Let's leave it as a surprise. I love surprises. And Robbie and Ida are full of them, which is fortunate. This show was produced with Fourth Floor Creative and Sony Music.